And officials say for the with details on these, here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
For three decades, Sherry, prosecutors say Walter and Gwendolyn Myers have been living a double life as agents 202 and 123 for the Cuban Intelligence Service. Court records say they kept a shortwave radio in their apartment to receive coded messages and passed information through an exchange of shopping carts in a grocery store. The FBI caught on, and now the Myers, who were in their 70s, could go to jail for the rest of their lives, Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has leveled a $2 million fine against a couple of big toy makers because of lead paint. With more, we're live in Washington with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, over 2 million Mattel and Fisher-Price toys imported from China in 2006 and 2007 were recalled because they had lead paint. The company recalled 95 different models, including Barbie accessories, Elmo dolls, GeoTrax locomotives. That penalty is the largest ever for a lead paint violation, Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live. Another 345,000 people lost their jobs last month, and the unemployment rate is now 9.5%, the highest level in a quarter century. Economist Richard Moody says some are feeling it more than others.
Unfortunately, the younger entrants into the labor force, particularly the college grads, I think are going to have a rough go of it for a while. If you look at the unemployment rates amongst younger adults, they're significantly higher.
President Obama has arrived in Paris after a trip to Germany earlier. An arsonist in Southern California has been sentenced to death for starting the 2006 Esperanza fire that left five federal firefighters dead. The markets this hour, Dow up 15 points, NASDAQ down one. You're listening to ABC News.
Being ready. A true story from Farmers Insurance.
All I saw was just a gray wall coming with stuff flying in it.
Tom, a farmer's client.
They looked at the house and they simply said, it's a total loss for you. We're going to pay you immediately.
Ann Dorr, a farmer's agent.
We wrote the insurance just 5 days before the tornado hit.
It's great to be able to call someone who's local and can answer your questions right away.
Farmers focuses on taking care of families.
If we didn't have farmers, I know with our old policy, we weren't covered as well. Things change and you need to be changing your insurance to match it.
That's just what Farmers is all about.
Are you this ready? Get to know a Farmers agent today.
It's very important to be prepared so you can take care of your family.
For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit Farmers.com because ready feels good.
An FAA review finds a third of all airports haven't compiled studies on wildlife hazards, even though the FAA has determined bird strikes can pose a real threat. Aviation expert Paul Eschenfelder says neither the airports nor the airlines are taking the problem very seriously.
They haven't done the work. They haven't spent the money. They haven't put the working groups together to figure out what they could do about it. So they're trying to ignore it and saying, well, it's not a problem. Because if I say it's a problem, I got to come up with a solution, and I don't have a solution.
A young South Dakota rancher whose family has fallen behind on their taxes has claimed a $232 million Powerball jackpot. 23-year-old Neil Wanless bought the winning ticket last month during a trip to buy livestock feed, the town where he bought it, winning South Dakota. One of the Comedy Central's biggest fans is paying visit to U.S. troops overseas.
Stephen Colbert is doing his show from Iraq.
That's the craziest f***ing thing I've ever heard.
Colbert made the announcement on Comedy Central's website.
The Colbert Report will present a week of shows from Iraq. You're the only ones who know.
The shows are part of a USO tour, and it marks the first time in USO history that a TV show will produce a week of shows in a combat zone. They'll be taped in an undisclosed location, and naturally, soldiers will serve as Colbert's live audience. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Demolition crews have started tearing down the final part of Tiger Stadium. The historic ballpark opened in Detroit in 1912, the final game played there in 1999. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense, but when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. I'm Brett Burkhardt, and we are live in San Francisco, where an underground explosion at Polk and O'Farrell has triggered a shelter in place for a two-block radius. Minnie Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department says the smoke pouring out of the manhole is toxic.
But additionally, the smoke is setting off building alarms. and there's power outages due to this incident. So elevators are getting stuck with people in them. So we've got a big heavy response going, trying to get people out of elevators at this point.
She says crews are forced to let this fire burn until the equipment that is on fire fails. That's when it'll be safe for crews to douse the flames. No one was hurt in the explosion, but traffic is a mess in the area. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Dave Foulkes. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Traffic is backed up in San Francisco. Polk is shut down between Geary and O'Farrell. It's also O'Farrell shut down between Franklin and Polk. Van Ness is jammed trying to get around it. All kinds of delays to the bus routes as well. You want to avoid the area as much as you can. One other action at Cloverdale, southbound 101 at 128. Two cars involved. Are you headed out to buy a used car this weekend? Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. I'm Dave Foulkes, KGO Radio News.
It's 65 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, live in San Francisco, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Where to start? Continuing theme here. I am just back, fresh off the boat, from an incredible trip to China. And trying to answer a lot of questions like all of you are. What's up? But China, are they a threat? Is this the beginning of an incredible power shift, or just a country struggling like all others to even come close to what we in America have? And yesterday we talked about, a lot of parts of the trip and trying to make sense of it. And there's more to talk about, some related to health, some not. But you know what I thought I'd do? I did this to you last time, and this is kind of personal and intimate. So bear with me here. You often take these trips with another couple, friends of ours, and he happens to be a professional photographer. Nothing like having your own professional photographer with you. And he used to do a lot of work for National Geographic. I'm going to give you his website. You can look at the pictures. I mean, exposing myself, my wife, my friends, all of us sweaty and grubby traipsing through China is, as I said, is intimate, but it also explains a lot of things. And a couple of things quickly before I give you the website, and I'll give it to you at the end of this quote monologue, is, yes, that's a pig's penis he's munching on. That's a delicacy in many places in southern China. That picture was taken in Guilin. I didn't go near it, but it's common. They serve it on the streets, the street vendors, and you see young girls walking around munching on the genitalia of a pig. It was a picture of me holding a critter on a stick. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of a rodent. And there's one other picture I need to explain. It's a corny deal, but on this riverboat in the Yangtze River, you go to dinner. They said you have to dress up, you know, in a Chinese theme. Typical touristy deal, but they're not letting you into dinner unless you dress up. So I grabbed the bedspread off of the bed in our stateroom. That's why I look so weird with our very, very beautiful Chinese waitress next to us. And among other things, you know, the fellow who did the openings and closing ceremonies for the Olympics, famous Chinese director Zhang Yimou. I always wonder, where's a film director? How does he get to pull something like that off? Well, he's been doing that throughout China for a while, and we did see some pictures that look very, very weird, and there is his show. There's only 600 actors in this show, which is carried out on a lake with the background of the mountains that are lit up, and that's what that is. So quickly, let me give you this website, and I'll repeat it again at the end if you need a pencil. So a fellow's name is keithphilpott.wordpress.com. So it's K-E-I-T-H. Keith is easy. All run this all together. Philpott, P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T, dot. So Keith Philpott, all together, K-E-I-T-H-P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T, dot WordPress, dot com. And let me know what you think. And we're going to weave the theme in and out because there's something I'm going to dwell on today. But one quick comment. I complimented Heather and how she came up with one word to describe the photographs, how precarious things seem. There are some incredible, magnificent accomplishments going on in China, and then there's a lot of what just looks precarious, like done very quickly, not carefully thought through. And quickly to weave in a Chinese theme on a subject we talk a lot about here in the program. I'm going to read you a quick email. Each time I hear you talking about this issue, and they're talking about circumcision, I have to smile. My son and his wife were expecting their first kid. And by the way, they're both doctors. The son said they'd have him circumcised to make him look like me. It's a common thing that the father says. I want him to look like me. I gently reminded him that his son already is not going to look like him because his wife is Chinese American. Point made, and on their own, they came to a good conclusion. But where I'm going, and I hope I don't dwell too much on this because there is a Chinese theme at the end of it, is something like we have gotten a barrage of emails. They're all heartening because it tells me you all been listening. It's fantastic. This Newsweek cover article on Oprah, as if it could have been lifted from this program. At times I felt bad for slamming the dear woman, for all the evil and terrible things she has done to your health, as well as acknowledging what a fabulous heart she has and all the good she has done. And Newsweek, I am going to just dig into this article, because if you don't get a chance to read it, go online and read it. I should need to say no more after this. They hit the nail on the head. Anyway, so they start off with Suzanne Somers, 62-year-old actress who smears her body with progesterone, her arms. She uses a syringe to inject estrogen directly into her vagina. She swallows 60 vitamins every day. She gives herself injections of human growth hormone, vitamin B12, vitamin B complex. She wears, quote, nanotechnology patches. She does this overall detoxification program. She drinks wine. She goes to the doctor to rejuvenate her liver with IV vitamin C. If she's exposed to cigarette smoke, she has her blood chemically cleaned with chelation therapy. Is there a psychiatric diagnosis here you want to make on this woman? Anyway, Oprah doesn't say a thing. She says, many people write Suzanne off as a quackadoo. Yes, we do. But she just might be a pioneer. No, Oprah, pioneers win Nobel Prizes. Oprah acknowledged that Somers' claims have been met with relentless criticism from doctors. But she's saying she gives nobody an opportunity to dispute what Somers says. She says Somers swears by her bioidenticals and refuses to keep quiet. And she'll take on anyone. Yes, but that doesn't mean it's the truth. Outside Oprah's world, there is not a raging debate. That's a quote from the article. Isn't that beautiful? And they go on here in the article to talk about the nonsense of bioidenticals. And here's a person, executive director of National Women's Health Network. It blows me away. Oprah would go to her, Suzanne Somers, for advice on this topic. It diminishes my respect. She believes doctors and scientists and the media are in the pockets. This is all the paranoia stuff, right? Billions are spent on marketing drugs. I spend thousands of hours on this. I've written books on health. I know my stuff. On the Oprah Show, there is one opinion. There is one opinion more equal than others, and it's hers. Oprah goes on to say how every woman should read Suzanne Somers, and Oprah's never had a hot flash in her life, and after reading the book, she puts herself on these drugs, and she goes on, I felt the veil lift, says Oprah. After 3 days, the sky was bluer. My brain was no longer... Your brain is fuzzy. Come on. My memory was sharper. And Oprah goes on and on and on. Let's see. The truth is that some of what Oprah promotes is not good, and the advice her guests dispense on the show is just bad. That's Newsweek. The kinds of thing like Suzanne Somers, Somers happen again and again on the Oprah Show. Her guests often gush nonsense. Oprah, who holds up her guests as prophets, can't seem to tell the difference. She has the power to summon the most learned authorities on any subject. Who would refuse her? Instead, all too often, Oprah winds up putting herself and her trusting audience in the hands of celebrity authors and pop science artists pitching wonder cures and miracle treatments. Oprah says she refused to be interviewed for the article. She says, I believe my viewers understand the medical information presented on the show is just that, information. What a weak, pathetic excuse. Give me a break. Then they launch into Jenny McCarthy. She also declined to be interviewed. And back on Oprah, McCarthy's charges about the vaccines go virtually unchallenged. Oprah praised McCarthy's bravery and plugged her book, did not invite physicians or scientists to explain to the audience of many studies that contradict the vaccine autism link. And McCarthy says, my science is named Evan, and he's at home. That's my science. That's her son, who evidently has or may not have had autism. There's a lot of debate about that. And they quote McCarthy saying, I would not vaccinate my kids. I'm blah, 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 blah. Her mommy instincts. And they talk about this Dr. Northrup. I don't even want to mention her name. This woman, I don't know where she's coming from. When asked about the HPV vaccine, she says, you should go on a dietary program to enhance your immunity, and that would resist STDs. Can you believe that? Stopping the spread of a cancer-causing STD by eating healthy foods, and Oprah doesn't question it. And you go to look at this Northrup's website. She stresses an unseen connection between the soul and the body that doctors overlook. She uses tarot cards to diagnose her own illness. And she sells on her website Women's Wisdom Healing Cards. This is Oprah's sidekick, a doctor she puts on all the time. Oprah says she read Northrup's menopause book just like it's the Bible. It's the book next to my bed. I read the Bible. I read this book. Oprah, Oprah, Oprah. Then they go on to talk about the claim about thyroid disease, because this woman says, this is a doctor, mind you, just because of an MD after your name, by the way, does not mean you're right or you don't have some wackadoodle cells in your brain. In many women, thyroid dysfunction develops because of an energy blockage in the throat. Lifetime of swallowing words one is aching to say. And then Oprah goes on, believes this, and Oprah evidently has some thyroid problems. And are you going to believe that Oprah suffers from an inability to express herself? No one thinks to bring that up. It goes on and on and on. And then something, and I a disclaimer here. I know Mehmet Oz. I like the guy. We have chit-chatted many times over the years. And the one criticism they lay on Mehmet, and tell me what you think about this. And I appreciate the tough spot he's in, and I don't know how I would handle it myself. They say Oz isn't without his faults. He sometimes keeps quiet on the show when Oprah's out there experts are spouting their questionable theories. There seems to be an unwritten rule that one Oprah expert may not criticize or correct another. Her production company is bankrolling a syndicated TV show. Dr. Oz will debut in the fall. And he says, my role is never to assume editorial control or any way to debate the position that other guests might take. I don't know what to think about that. I need your opinion on that. And, of course, it goes on to the brilliance of Oprah. Let's give her credit. In real life, she has nothing in common with her viewers. She's an unapproachable billionaire with private jets and homes who hangs out with movie stars. She's not married. She has no children. On TV, she's different. She manages to make herself believable as a down-to-earth every woman. And that's her brilliance. As Oprah put it on the show, it says that the energy, that the thoughts and feelings that you put into the world, both good and bad, they're getting into this The Secret thing, which I just, you know, makes me want to roll over, and how all diseases can be cured by the power of thought alone. And friends, it's nonsense. If you're going to watch Oprah, basically to be entertained, it's great entertainment, but please, don't get your health information from Oprah. That's all. I've said it many times. I've been criticized for saying it. Now your argument is going to be with Newsweek magazine. But here's where I wanted to go. I got this, and I've talked about this before, but this is out of a Chinese newspaper I got on my trip. And the Chinese are coming down hard on this. Celebrities who knowingly advertise substandard or bogus health cures can face criminal charges, and so could the media, according to a judicial interpretation issued yesterday. Under a decision announced by the Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procurator, I can't even say the word, celebrities, and here's the trick, who are aware that the products they promote are fake or substandard will be held liable for damages and could be charged as co-defendants in criminal actions. This includes television and radio stations, newspapers and magazines could face the same penalties if they knowingly publish advertisements for problem products. Now, there's the phrase knowingly. They talk about a famous star overseas, Guo Degong, was found to have promoted magical Tibetan tea for weight loss. Now, you see all the Chinese tea weight loss products, right? There's tons of them. No big belly after three boxes of tea, he said. The claim was false. The product had nothing to do with Tibet. and the trademark was not an approved one. He refused to apologize and escaped punishment even after officials demanded the TV removed. The new rule, which now goes into effect as part of a crackdown, and he'd be nailed on it. People using the internet to sell counterfeit drugs in China will face severe penalties. Websites that advertise these phony drugs and products will be... That's part of what is very, very different about China, good or bad. It's different. All right, I promise to give you the website again. You want to go look at the photograph. It's keithphilpott.wordpress.com. K-E-I-T-H. Philpott is P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T dot wordpress.com. And what can I tell you? All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Let's talk.
KGO Radio News Time 121. Rosie Allen in the KGO Radio Newsroom. We've been telling you about that big manhole fire in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. Well, it has flared up in a very big way. KGO's Brett Burkhardt is live with the update. Brett?
Yeah, standing on Van Ness looking down toward O'Farrell. This is as close as we can get, and all I see is a big wall of black smoke behind it. You can't even see the high rises. In the middle of the black smoke, flames shooting over the fire trucks 2 to 3 stories high. It almost looks like a blowtorch coming from this manhole cover that started with an electrical fire underground. An explosion, no one was hurt, but it's certainly creating quite a mess out here because it knocked out the electricity. 2-block radius has been told to shelter in place in the buildings, and now they looks like they are trying to evacuate some areas as well. People on Van Ness are stuck at stoplights because the power is out, and it's also creating a secondary emergency because we understand that there are people trapped on elevators in some of the high rises within this 2-block radius. So they're scrambling out here, not only trying to get this fire under control, but also trying to get those people off of the elevators. And we understand, too, that there's not much they can do until this equipment that is on fire fails, because it's too dangerous for crews to go underground, obviously, with the flames shooting 2 to 3 stories high out of this manhole cover. I'm Brett Burkhardt. We are live in San Francisco, KGO Radio News.
All right, we will go back to Brett in about 5 or 6 minutes right here in part of the Dr. Dini Dell program. I'm Rosie Allen. Again, power outages, a shelter in place in order, possible evacuations. Some folks trapped in elevators in San Francisco's Tenderloin District due to a manhole fire that is really burning quite high in the city. All right, we're going to go back to Dr. Dini Dell, and we'll return to Brett Burkhardt in San Francisco in just a couple of minutes. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Restrictions apply. Sonoma Valley is the birthplace of California wine and the most down-to-earth slice of heaven around. Organic farmers markets, artisan restaurants, endless options in real wine country, including the garden-like setting of El Pueblo Inn and the stately grandeur of the historic MacArthur Place Inn and Spa. Enter to win a one-night getaway at one of these beautiful retreats and a cozy winery tour for two. Compliments of California wine tours at kgoradio.com/Sonoma. Recently, Eric Idle of the legendary Monty Python and author of the new Broadway musical Spamalot stopped in to speak with Ron Owens.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
There's no reason you shouldn't.
I shan't.
Do it.
Please don't ask me.
Do it.
I won't. I told you once.
Ron?
You have a question?
That was the question.
Eric?
Do you have a question?
Hey. You have a question?
I'm very shy in public.
Oh, I can tell.
So how do you like the show so far?
I told you once.
Weird. Well, thanks for being on.
Excuse me, is this a 5-minute argument?
No, it's a 30-second promo.
Bam,
the
bam,
Ron
bam,
Owens
bam,
program, bam, 9 to bam, noon bam, weekdays bam, on KGO. Bam, use Talk 810.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. I forgot to mention a little later on, I want to talk to you about a fascinating article on relationships and whether opposites attract. Do opposites attract? This time, it's a scientific investigation into something that I think we all want to know and are always we're always hearing that or not. You know, I always think in relationships, if I married a woman like me, I think we'd kill each other in 2 days. And yet you do want to have certain things in common. So this is a scientific look at whether opposites attract. All right. Let's talk to let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Adina Dale. It's been fascinating listening to you mention your trip and the things that happened to China. Yesterday you were saying, if I remember correctly, that there was a proliferation of prostitution. That I was wondering, is do you think China's going backwards socially? Especially dangerous if there's, you know, there's a massive opium-producing country on their western border, you know, Afghanistan.
Mm.
You know, we know the opium wars happened just a little over 100 years ago when the Western powers forced opium on the Chinese. Do you think their massive wealth could easily open the door to opium and heroin addiction?
Boy, what a good question. You're asking a great question. I'd love to know the answer. You don't see among the young... First, yes, prostitution. It's all over the place, and they can't control it. Country that runs as tight a ship as they do, they can't touch it. There's a lesson in that to me. In that how difficult it is to control, quote, these human vices that have been with us for thousands and thousands of years. It was only under the really tight ship of communism and socialism that these things could be controlled. But people seem to want freedom, and with freedom come along all kinds of stuff like drug addiction and prostitution. It's a price maybe you have to pay. Drug abuse is happening in China. Among the young people, though, you don't see the piercings, you don't see the tattoos, you don't see the overt expressions that we see in the West. You see occasionally a weird hairdo or hair color, but not a lot. And as you know, there's a certain Chinese character that can predict a certain amount of uniformity. Now, with opium right on the border, and yes, the opium wars, a lot of people don't understand. I know a lot of Chinese people and have a lot of Chinese friends, and it's hard for me to tease out a certain amount of resentment that some Chinese have for how the West has treated China. We've done some pretty horrible things there, and we got to be grown-ups and realize some of the stuff that we have done. The Opium War was one of it. We really just foisted. We wanted Chinese silver and cash and their silk and tea, especially, and we just foisted opium on them. Now, there it is on the borders. And yet the processing of opium, to my knowledge, in terms of turning it into heroin as opposed to the smokable opium product, happens elsewhere, not in Asia. So I'm just I'm wondering if that's going to be an issue. But drug abuse is going to happen. It has to. It has to. And so some things are going backwards, some things are going forward, and that's the nature of it. But it's a country of contrasts. They have so many internal problems. Most people are poor. The average annual income is tiny, and yet there's phenomenal wealth. You've seen the BMWs and the Mercedes in Shanghai, and yet you don't have to drive very far to see people living like they did in the Stone Age. And this whole idea of raising the Yangtze River, you know, the river level now is almost 500 feet higher after Three Gorges Dam. And they displaced 1.3 million people and built them all these new cities up on top of the hills. It's a phenomenal deal to see it. And the old people resisted. They wanted to live in the old way without plumbing, without. And eventually they came around. The young people are ready to go to the new city. But the old people fought it. And I met a bunch of older Chinese people living in this new housing. And, yeah, maybe it was selected. Maybe they didn't have access to everybody. They adapted. They did, and they liked their new concrete houses. They got paid for their old houses. So it seems it wasn't the big horror everybody thought it was. So what can I tell you? All right, let's talk. Maybe we shouldn't. Let me take the next couple of seconds here to do another plugola for you, and then we'll take a break. come back, take more calls. But I have a friend who's a producer, and they've renewed his series that I thought last year was hysterical because I'm originally a dog person. And this is like The Dog Whisperer, but for cats. It's called House Cat House Calls. It got renewed on Animal Planet. And I just want to plug it. Starting this weekend, House Cat House Calls and the stories behind the scenes of getting cats to appear on camera. You know, they have cat wranglers, people in Hollywood that come and make the cats look in certain directions and do that stuff. Anyway, I also want to talk to you about do opposites attract? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. We're getting more information on that manhole fire in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. It is still shooting flames and black smoke high into the skies over the city. KGO's Brett Burkhart is live with the update. Brett?
Standing in the middle of Van Ness and O'Farrell on the KGO wireless microphone and looking at that wall of smoke that you're describing. It's at Polk and O'Farrell. They are letting some traffic go by on Van Ness, but they are expanding the area where people are walking to prevent them from going close to this fire. It was an explosion, and at times it just erupts out of this manhole like a big torch, and you could see the black smoke just billowing out of there. Thick, so thick at times you can't see the high-rises behind it. No one was hurt in this explosion, but it is triggering fire alarms at the surrounding buildings. They called a shelter in place, and they are now in the process of also rescuing people who are trapped in elevators in the area because of the electrical outage. I'm Brett Burkhart, live in San Francisco, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. And we will get back to the coverage of this event at 2:05 right here on KGO. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
Here's to come.
My wife and I recently saw two movies. One is called Ray, the story of Ray Charles.
The other was The Doors, mainly the story of Jim Morrison, the lead singer. Now, Ray Charles was depicted as a heavy cocaine user, and Morrison was shown to be completely loaded on various things every waking moment of his adult life until it finally killed him at the ripe old age of 27.
Right.
Both of these men were very successful in their music careers, both in popularity and financially. Now, how could they be so successful if they were stoned all the time? Or were we Hollywoodized in order to increase the movie sales and their addictions weren't really that severe?
Well, it's interesting. Wow, you raised so many points. First of all, hardly highly functioning when, Jim Morrison died of an overdose. And I think that Ray Charles was also very heavily into heroin, to my understanding. And I suppose some careers would allow this, but there's exceptions. And in other words, in a way, music and drugs and alcohol have often gone together in the way that alcohol and writing has. There are a lot of great novelists who were alcoholics, and there has been a couple of interesting studies to find that if you're a very creative person to begin with, alcohol will dull your creativity. If you're not a very creative person, alcohol can help your creativity. I've never seen studies done like this with the other drugs, but let's talk about it. Highly functioning alcoholics. What does it mean? I saw a report recently on lawyers who are alcoholics. Often at the end of the day, they drink heavily at night, weekends, and they were able to function, but sooner or later it caught up with them. So the term highly functioning, I would reduce to functioning temporarily. And when it comes to heroin and cocaine, there are a lot of people who use cocaine occasionally and get away with it. But sooner or later, they go through periods where they don't get away with it. And life becomes tougher for them. And the fact is that they can fool an employer or, once again, quote, get away with it doesn't mean they're really highly functioning. They're just getting away with it. Heroin is a little trickier simply because, and I've said this before, in a way to alter our view on illegal drug abuse, and that is if you were a heroin addict and if I were able as a doctor to prescribe for you pure unadulterated heroin in the right dose in a, you know, in a medically dispensed form, you could probably function. How do I know that? Because we do this all the time. It's called pain pills. We give people opiates, little old ladies with cancer, you know, walk around, drive a car and function, and taking doses of opiates that would drop you and I, you and me, I guess. And so whether that's a solution to heroin addiction, I don't know, because we have something similar but not called Suboxone, the latest miracle, which is like methadone, but a better way to do this in that it blocks the receptors and heroin addicts can function. Eventually, they have to get off of the Suboxone. So I think it's a matter of semantics, you know? I think it's semantics. That's really what it comes down to, you know? So it's complicated. Yes, a very complicated question. All right, I want to talk to you about choosing a mate and whether opposites attract or not. And here's a study that indeed finds that people do, and I have to use the word subconsciously, choose partners whose genetic makeup is different from their own. And there have been studies on this before, looking at the DNA of people in successful marriages, and that there are more differences in their DNA than randomly chosen people. In other words, maybe it reflects itself in body odor, maybe facial structure. We don't know, but the most studies have been done in something called major histocompatibility complexes. These are immune system factors. Maybe it has has something to do with if I were to give you my organ, if I were to transplant an organ or not, and also having healthy offspring. And they just took a bunch of people, paired them up randomly, then took a bunch of people who were married and found the real couples had more dissimilarities in their major histocompatibility complexes, MHC it's called. Parents with different genetics could provide their offspring with a better chance to ward off infections because their immune system genes are more diverse. In other words, there's another thing here. If a couple, each of them have the same immune systems and a major disease comes through, a major epidemic comes through, it might kill both of them. Where if they're different, one of them might survive, which would indeed help the survival of the offspring. And we've certainly found that animals use body odor as a guide to identify possible mates as being genetically similar or dissimilar. And odor just might be a marker for that. It's very hard to do those kind of studies in humans. So for now, anyway, opposites attract intuitively. It tells me it's a reasonable thing. As I mentioned, if I had to marry myself, I'd probably kill me in a day. All right, let's talk to Mary. How you doing, Mary? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Thank you so much for taking my call. We're sort of at our wit's end here. I have an EpiPen Junior, which is epinephrine auto-injector.
Sure.
And we're trying to figure out how you can possibly keep this at room temperature. We live in the Central Valley, and the temperatures range, you know, down into the 30s in the winter and up into the hundreds during the summer. And we keep our house around 60 in the winter, and this is supposed to be kept at 77. And three pharmacists so far have not been able to help us. They simply say, well, it goes bad, and it looks yellow when it goes bad, but good luck.
Yeah, it's a good question. And you have the EpiPen for someone who has allergies? What's the reason you have that?
Bee stings.
Bee stings, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very good question because what is room temperature? Now, you know, what's considered normal, comfortable temperature it generally is considered 72 degrees. That's probably a lot warmer than you like to keep your house. You want to keep your thermostat in the wintertime at 72, you're going to be wasting a lot of heat. You're keeping it down at 60. I suggest you're probably wearing long sleeve clothing and sweaters around the house. I would say you want to keep any pharmaceutical product as cool and dry as possible for a very simple chemical reason. The rate of any chemical reaction, and all of you who've ever taken chemistry in high school know, every 10 degree rise in temperature doubles the rate of any chemical reaction. And there are exceptions in general. Now, the degradation of a pharmaceutical is a chemical reaction. So as cool as you can keep it, the better. What I'm wondering is why they don't recommend, and I need a pharmacist or pharmacologist to help me, why they don't just say keep the darn stuff in the refrigerator. That way everybody knows where it is. Although if you have kids in the house or someone has access, I mean, there's a needle involved in that, even though it's retractable and all that. So cool as possible. And yes, there is no absolute definition of what room temperature is. Now, in the summertime is going to be your challenge. And, that makes me, start to think about refrigerators. Now, in general, in a house, the higher up you go, the warmer it is. So if you put your hand up to the ceiling, it's going to be warmer than down at the floor. If you have a basement and you really want to get crazy about it, I guess. But also, to my knowledge, epinephrine doesn't degrade that quickly. So, and it's something that it wouldn't be a big deal to renew every few years. So I keep it as cool as possible. That's the best advice I can come up with. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
What if you could have a beautiful year-round lawn and never have to water or mow it again? Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of outdoor living systems.
You know us for our beautiful interlocking pavers, but now we're the leading experts in an eco-friendly synthetic product called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with years of low-maintenance enjoyment for your family and pets. Think of all the money you'll save, never having to water your lawn again. No puddling, mud, or drainage issues. SP Turf comes in several different shades and colors and three different pile heights, including putting greens. Just ask one of our 30,000 satisfied customers about System Paver's beautiful outdoor living systems.
Visit systempavers.com or call for a free home consultation at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002. Ask about our low monthly payments on approved credit. Call 888-728-3002.
Are you a homeowner, real estate investor, or small business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay? Tax problems or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Something I often forget to remind you of. We have an Ask Dr. Dean at live.com email address. You can email us questions and comments, and Heather screens them. What can I say? Ask Dr. Dean at live.com, and she pulls one up out of her hat once in a while, so go ahead and pull away, and let's see what's on someone's mind. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, especially these days. I don't know how to deal with my husband's issues. He recently quit his job when it's so hard to find one. He sabotaged everything I want to do, from fixing up the house to taking care of my needs. Does he need to see a psychiatrist? Please advise.
Can't hurt. Sounds like something's going on there. First question is, can you talk to him about what's going on? There might be something really kind of simple. Maybe he's picked up on something he senses going on with you, and you can resolve it yourself. But I don't know. Someone quits a job in a time like this, although I'm certainly one for quitting jobs you don't like. I've had more jobs than I care to remind people of. And yet the more personal stuff seems to bother me. So the problem is men don't ask for directions, and men don't like psychiatrists or psychologists or any help whatsoever. And I think that that's an important consideration. How do you get that's even a better question, is how do you get a man to go to a psychiatrist? And that almost sounds like a one-liner joke, but I don't have a one-liner answer. It's hard. I guess we see it as being weak. And I try to counsel men the opposite. It's a sign of strength and courage. There's something you're afraid of, and yet you step up to the plate to ask for help. That, to me, is a sign of manliness. But manhood's defined differently by different people. So I would say, yeah, you got nothing wrong with it. You have some very serious questions. He's sabotaging you. You're feeling upset. And maybe it's a couple's issue. And I would certainly advise that also, that you get involved, because maybe he has maybe thinks you're spending too much money fixing up the house. After all, he quit his job and money is tight. And maybe there's just simple couple's issues that you guys can work out. And that's all it is. All right. Okay. Heather, what do you want to do next?
We can talk to Doug.
We can talk to Doug. Hey, Doug. Doug and Davis, Dr. Adell, how are you?
Hi. I'm a pharmacist, and I also have a PhD in organic chemistry. I know
Fantastic.
About epinephrine. The advice that the pharmacist gave the lady was perfectly sound. Something they teach in pharmacy school pretty often. What happens with epinephrine is it decomposes by oxidation and forms quinone compounds, which are colored yellow to amber.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the injection is water, clear, white, it's good.
Okay, now it's in a seal, isn't it? In a seal, it's in a seal container, isn't it?
So, possibly. You know, that's why it really lasts a long time. I've seen ancient vials of glass ampules of epinephrine that were still clear. But with that system, there might be a tiny amount of leakage due to the rubber septums involved. I'm not sure on that, but.
Oh, sure. It's like a tire. You know, you put a tire in a car and you let it sit long enough, it's going to leak out even though it's supposed to be airtight. So that makes sense. What about the refrigeration you were going to mention, Doug?
That would be fine. I would might preserve it a little longer. I don't recommend freezing because there could be a precipitation problem. Not likely, but possible.
Yeah, what if you froze it and there was an emergency? It's not like going to work. You got a solid... A solid container.
The bottom line is the pharmacists were correct. That's well-known knowledge. And, you know, as long as it's not yellowish at all, it's fine.
Great. Great. That's and isn't that the beauty, Doug, of live talk radio? Why I say this every time. I just get tired of my saying it. And I don't know if anyone else can appreciate it, but you can say anything you want. The combined brain power of this audience, it's not a question we can't answer instantly, right? So you put it out there. And so once again, let's repeat in case she's still listening. Refrigeration would work fine. If it turns yellow, replace it. Quite simple. And we got a lot of you writing in saying they're loving the pictures. It's weird. I'm sorry. I don't know. I should have checked with my wife whether she wanted to be exposed all hot and sweaty, traipsing around the Yangtze River. I mean, very hot and humid. Oh, boy. One of these couple of places we were in is called the Three Furnaces of China. And they're called furnaces for good reasons. You're talking about, you know, 95 degrees, 95% humidity. And that can happen sometimes in the United States in some areas of the country, but consistently in the Three Furnaces. But anyway, the pictures are out there. And I'll give you the website again at the end of the program if you want to see them. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
A statewide drought emergency has been declared.
Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
Water rationing is not an option anymore. Luckily, System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic product called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles. And best of all, you'll never have to water your lawn again.
Here's an important message. Water rationing has gone into effect for East Bay residents aimed at preserving the rapidly dwindling water supply. Residents throughout much of Alameda and Contra Costa counties are required to immediately reduce water use by 19%. Penalties will be enforced.
With your good credit, our low monthly payments are usually less than the cost of normal lawn maintenance. Call System Pavers and ask about your SP Turf replacement today.
Visit SystemPavers.com or call for a free home consultation at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002.
Attention, men. If erectile dysfunction is preventing you from enjoying a happy and fulfilling sex life, and popular medications like Viagra and Cialis are not an option for you, the physicians at the Male Performance Medical Clinics can solve your problem. It doesn't involve pain or surgery, just the most effective FDA-approved medications administered by licensed physicians. They're so confident that you'll have a positive reaction on your very first visit that if you don't, it's free. Guaranteed. They have clinics to serve you in Sacramento and Monterey and their new clinic in San Jose. Call them now toll-free, 800-380-5070. You don't have to live with erectile dysfunction any longer, no matter how severe you think your problem may be. You can have your sex life back again. If you've been disappointed with Viagra or Cialis, then get proven results from experienced doctors. Call 800-380-5070 for their clinics in Sacramento or Monterey and their new clinic in San Jose, or see them online at edclinics.com.
Now's the perfect time to fall in love with your home again. Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
Replace your tired exterior with our texture-rich paving stones and decorative hardscapes. You'll be amazed at the transformation. System Pavers eliminates the guesswork and expense of designing and converting your outdoor living area into your own personal oasis. And System Pavers come with a lifetime product guarantee.
Our exclusive System Pavers design series make it easy, providing hundreds of affordable paving stone designs to choose from. Best of all, save thousands because the design fee is free. Take advantage of our spring 25% discount, including free demolition and removal.
Visit systempavers.com or call for free design consultation at 888-PAVE-002. With your good credit, pay nothing for 6 months. Call 888-728-3002. That's 888-728-3002.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Let's talk to Scott. This is Dr. Edel. How you doing, Scott?
I'm seeing a physical therapist for a 6-inch scar that I have, and he mentioned that I could have the scar reduced by using a scar pad, and I didn't know how that works and if you recommend it.
Well, to my knowledge, how old is the scar? What's it from?
I got shot in the leg and the femur, and so they put a titanium rod down my leg.
Boy. Well, so how long ago did that happen?
Middle of January.
Oh, middle of January. Let's see. I'm trying to do some math here. I would guess it would probably be too late, to my knowledge, but... there's lots that can be done for a scar, and when it happens acutely, the physical therapist is right that there are a variety of, and often they use, I've seen silicone, and I even heard of Teflon being used, and they put that on, and you get a smoother result. More important is the repair that the physician did at the time. Now, on someone's leg, I suppose if this were on your face, they would have called in a plastic surgeon. In other words, a primary surgeon would have taken care of the wound, the damage the bullet did, and then they'd bring in a plastic surgeon to do a closure. And every doctor knows this. You know, you can just take a bunch of stitches and close up a wound and get the job done. But they get a perfect closure where there's no scar. It takes a little technique. And then above and beyond that, there are things that they can do. But at this particular point, I would doubt you'd get much of a result. And I would therefore wait a full 6 months for full healing, which is about now. And then if it bothers you, like in shorts I have no idea what it looks like, so that's pretty difficult for me to tell. I would consult a plastic surgeon, and you can revise scars. It can be redone and put back together again in a more, cosmetically appealing way. So I have to leave that up to you. But at this particular point, I don't know of any injections or rub-on creams or anything like that. It's pretty well healed. All right? I'm Dr. Dean Edel. Please join us for the next program. I also promised the website, and it's Keith Philpott, KEITHPHILPOTT, KeithPhilpott.wordpress.com. I'll see you in the next program. Be well till then.
You know,
warm weather's coming, and we're thinking barbecues, lounging around the backyard, and entertaining outdoors. Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
You know us for our interlocking paving systems, but now we're introducing matching built-in barbecues and fire pits to enhance the beauty of your backyard. Our exclusively designed barbecues and fire pits will give you and your family years of enjoyment and cost thousands less than any other custom installation. System Pavers eliminates the guesswork and expense of designing and converting your outdoor living areas into your personal oasis. Best of all, the design fee is free. Be the grill master of your neighborhood. Just ask one of our 30,000 satisfied customers about System Pavers outdoor living systems.
Visit systempavers.com or call for a free design service at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002. With your good credit, pay nothing for 6 months.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients, even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's like...